You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Rick, Weebum, featuring XV.
Hey, so this is Radio Free Cybertron for, God, what is it? December 20th. It's the last show of 2010.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wow.
So we are that deep in the distant future.
Yes, I know. So a new decade starts next week.
You know what this also is? Wow. It's the last show of our first full year since we came back.
Yes. Hmm? Wow. It's our first full year ever. Wait, no. I'm kidding.
And
no.
No, it's
almost our first full year ever. I think 2000 is about the only year that we actually made it all the way through a year.
I think as a fan base, we're also out of year jokes at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
Ooh.
Mm.
But I'm your
a
host,
sad day for the fandom indeed.
Yes, I am your host, Brian Kilby, with TFX05 Sidearm here. With me, I have JD Church, XV, John DeLuna, and Rob Springer, no Bleebum or Lady Wreck this week. And if you're wondering who we are, this is Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show, one of the world's first podcasts. We've been on since 1999. We are old. But we're trying to be young and hip, so I think we're going to start numbering the show, starting it off at one, so that it's like, hey, these guys are good. This is a really strong start for them.
would that make this show zero?
This would be show. No, I don't know that I'm doing that. But I was actually listening to a new Transformers podcast. Like, you know, this isn't bad, but it's like everybody starts off rough, and not saying that we're super polished, but you know, it's just if we started off as practiced as we are, it would be pretty awesome. I would feel much better about myself. I wouldn't cry myself to sleep every night. So.
That's why it's great that we can just say month and year or like date or something, because you'd be like, yeah, you remember the one from like September 4, 1922?
Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to that one. Which one was that? But no one will ever call you on it.
So I guess this is actually our big year-end show. We actually were going to have a big Christmas show, but nobody showed up.
This will be our big rear end show.
Yes. Actually, people showed up.
Giant rear end.
We were suffering a Skype outage last week, and actually, Skype's rocking and rolling right now. I'm actually pretty impressed.
I've yet to have to restart it.
They released a new version of it, and it hasn't crashed this week, so that's pretty cool.
Wait till we're talking. Boom, it's going to go down, right?
Yeah.
I'm actually
Skype's watching.
I'm here playing with Sidearm. I can't help it. I kind of like it. It's almost worth $10.
Put your pants back on and post the show, Kilby.
Sorry. But when you pair it with the Battle in Space Rodimus, he's not bad at all. But okay, so this week we have lots of news as normal. We have... I'm putting this down. Sorry. We have...
focus.
Yeah, focus. Focus. We have focus? The contest. We're giving away lots of crap, so... We'll go over our Christmas hauls, because I got a couple of the coolest things ever. And also, I guess we'll probably... what are we doing? We'll cover Twitter Theater. No TF Wiki Spotlight this week. We didn't have... Here's a secret. JD just records Wiki Spotlight like right after Fanboy Versus, so it's not like McFeely does any special thing to get it on. So, we didn't
right, so there's like a correlation between the... Fanboy Versus and TF Wiki Spotlight. If no Fanboy Versus, probably no Spotlight.
So. What actually happened, and you guys are being modest, but I'll break it down because I know Scott Chris McFeely is a true person, so we don't have to cover for his feelings. He's actually that upset that Tina Marie died, and he's still like, look, guys, no. Love Girl is my favorite song ever.
Not this week.
He was saying on Twitter today that he was sick. I guess that, you may be on to something there.
He's like, yeah. She had more than one song, guys, okay?
Who is this?
The woman who sang Lover Girl and apparently a couple other things that people pretended to remember after she died.
What, last week?
I'm not hating. I'm just, you know, a pop singer from the 80s died. All of a sudden, she's an R&B legend. Figure that one out.
Yeah.
They did. I think I did hear like NPR use the term R&B legend, which is like, really?
Like, really, Lover Girl? I just want to be... Yo, that don't sound very rhythm and blues.
No.
I'm sorry, I was just there.
So let's go ahead and jump into the news. And
Transformers!
Yes, Transformers. This is a Transformers show. What the hell? So there was lots of stuff posted this week, and of course we are the official podcast of TeamFormers.com, and looking at TeamFormers, looks like they took it down. Maybe Hasbro didn't want
this. They sure did.
Yeah. So we got pictures of, we got Bumblebee, which we talked about last week.
There's always a Bumblebee.
Yeah, and he has that ginormous G2-looking shoulder cannon or whatever.
Cap gun.
Yeah. Let's see.
You can only hope it's a cap gun.
What else popped up?
Wasn't there the Macro Master set with like a Bumblebee and then some sort of vehicle thing that he could?
Yeah.
The vehicle. Is that transformed?
I didn't even see that.
The new Legends or Cyberverses are being called has like bases and stuff that transform, like little vehicles that transform into bases. Not too like he was just saying, Micro Master bases or Action Master accessories.
Yeah.
That's called awesome.
That is awesome.
It is pretty awesome. It's a good way to expand on the Legends.
Yes, expand on the Legends.
As much as Legends can grow, I'm all good for it.
Yeah. At least they're not pushing what do they change it to? The RPMs? What are they called now?
Speedstars.
Speedstars, yeah. Is Speedstars dead? I don't see anybody buying them.
They keep coming out with toys. Someone's buying them. Hasbro's not going to keep making the product.
They're not showing up at Dollar Tree anymore, though. So, I mean, I haven't seen any of the new ones at Dollar Tree.
Yeah, it's pure Speedstars, and new stuff keeps coming out. And I haven't bought any yet because there hasn't been a sale. That's the only reason I've ever gotten any RPMs.
I bought the Bumblebee Blackout, Bumblebee Barricade 2-pack because I wanted to see what was up with these. Just see what they were even made of.
They did those buy one, get one free packs. I bought a couple of those.
I didn't take advantage of it. I kind of sucked.
I bought them. I was like, these are okay, but I really don't want to spend $3 on a Hot Wheel. And then they went to Dollar Tree. Okay. And now the Speedstars, I was like, I wouldn't mind getting the bigger vehicles that kind of transform into weapon modes. But the regular ones, it's like $3 for a Hot Wheel. Still kind of, even if it's a sideswipe of wheels on his knees and he's kind of skidding on his knee. You've seen these things, right? The robot mode ones where it's just like they're in robot mode going. Yeah, it's kind of. And they have wheels on their feet. Yeah, that's a. Someone's buying these.
Somebody has to. I mean, some mother somewhere is being, fooled into buying this crap.
Like Hasbro is like, all right, shut it down. No one's buying.
Okay. Here's your Bumblebee. This sucks.
We're writing this entire year off in that department on taxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hasbro ain't messing around. So you get to be number two, boys.
Number two. So also, what do we have? What is this third ink here? Transformers Dark of the Moon toys. Oh, neat. Is that like a... this thing here where it's like a picture of the side stack, it looks like Transformers Bumblebee slot machine, but I know that's not what it is.
Wish.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So we got pictures of the Legends toys. We got the toys were actually priced in euros. It's pretty neat. So they also have coming up the... And what are these, like, deluxe-size Human Alliance figures? Or are they
probably for, like, Voyager, but yeah.
So it's basically the... Let's see, what size is Human Alliance in? Human Alliance is kind of Voyager. Is it more like Ultra?
I would go between Ultra and Leader.
Yeah, it's somewhere in between. It's kind of its own thing.
I don't think it's Leader size, but...
Well, that's why I say between...
Yeah, what are they? How do they relate to like alternators? They're kind of ish.
They're a little bigger than alternators.
Yeah, a little bigger, and taller.
But the cool thing is the Human Alliance figures. At least this one right here, the human looks to be like 3¾ inch, like G.I. Joe size. At least that's...
Well, that's just an illusion because the toy itself is so small.
Yeah.
If you look at the next picture down, that's going to be a normal sized Human Alliance Bumblebee.
Yeah, the Bumblebee and what the hell his name is. I want to call him Spunk Wit Wiki, but
Sam
you can.
Sam.
That goes back to that goes back to a trolling many years ago, and I'm not going to go into it. But the thing is, Sam looks like he has like bad shoulders and like scoliosis because he's like looks like he's like, lurched over.
Maybe
it,
that's
it
a
looks
plot
like
point.
He it looks like he worked out his like his chest and forgot to work out his back, so his arms kind of do the thing.
So he's in college, or, basically.
Yeah.
Going to fill out this Ed Hardy shirt, boys.
Nice, nice. Okay.
So, Kate, wipe my ass.
Well, in this, they don't, I think they also released the actual name of the gimmick, the Mech Tech.
Yeah, yeah. That ties into the huge weapon Bumblebee was carrying in that older picture. Yeah.
Mech Tech?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
Mech Tech
so
is the gimmick.
There it is.
So, I mean, we all know that, what was the last gimmick? I mean, that went over so well.
Mech Alive, yeah.
I think something's moving.
But you know what? I the one Mech Alive figure I bought, which was Sideswipe, I thought was really nice.
Yeah.
But
well, all the movie stuff, like that first set, they were all Mech Alive, weren't they?
Again, the only one that I bought was Sideswipe.
Oh, well, then okay.
So,
well,
yeah.
The Mech Alive thing, and it was just the way they designed the toy so that when you moved a limb, you could see stuff moving inside the structure of the toy. Right. This is more like the weapons convert into stuff.
Yeah, I like the movie toys, and the last two movie line gimmicks were like the stupidest thing in the world. So this actually looks like a fun gimmick, maybe, hopefully.
Maybe, hopefully. We'll see.
Yeah, I Automorph, like, great, it's broken.
Yeah.
Now it's stuck.
Movie universe minicons, that's what we need.
No, God.
You know, this might be kind of close. I mean, you got guns that fold up into different forms of guns. It's not too far off from the Power Core Combiner concept sans a robot mode. It's like, now it's a shirt, now it's a gun, now it's something to hang off a car.
Now it's a toaster.
Now it's a toaster. Now it's your mom. So Power Core Combiner Scout Wave 4 set is, or Wave 4 items are out in Canada, so...
Yeah, that's the tank and the jet.
I saw Wave 2 exactly twice. I saw it like right when it came out, and then I saw it again last week when I picked up Ice Pick for Chris Triplett. So, but I hope, God, I've seen Wave 3 out the ass.
And will be for a very long time.
I want to see Wave 4 like in my lifetime. I mean, if I can see Wave 4 once before I die, I think I'll be okay. So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So, because I think it looks, I think the Wave 4 toys look pretty good.
Yeah, Heavy Tread's got probably the best combiner torso mode of any of them so far. Yeah,
as far as the Power Core Combiner sets, I haven't bought anything since the initial wave, but I will probably pick up Dino Pope. I mean,
Dinosaur Pope.
But I do want it. Yeah, you totally screwed me over with that whole Dino Pope thing. I can't not call it Dino Pope.
But, excellent.
Yeah, but I do want Brimstone. He looks pretty awesome. And going back to the conversation a couple days ago, the XV and I were having. It gives XV hope maybe that they could like do a good Dino King set, but
potentially.
But it's not Pretender Shell based, but. I would love to have, like, because, they're very passable dinosaurs, and they're small. So I would love to see another dinosaur combiner, but where all the dinosaurs actually transform.
But then it probably would suck.
No, not necessarily. If they were all the size of, say, the individual pieces of the Scramble City toys from G1, I mean, most of the, like, Terracons can pass for dinosaurs.
Including the ones that aren't dinosaurs?
Yes, including all of them, which none of them are dinosaurs. Blot's not a dinosaur.
Oh, I thought you meant the Energon Terracons.
No. G1.
Never mind then.
Yes. Yeah, so, but I think that would be really cool if we actually got fully transforming. Brimstone's really nice. I really actually want to see it in person, but from all the shots I've seen, it looks pretty. The Brimstone. Leader looks pretty awesome. Let's see here. Also in the news this week, Battle in Space set is actually going to appear in a real store. So for all of you who ordered it like me, we're suckers because we paid $4 too much.
I knew it!
But
that's fine. I'd rather go ahead and have the thing for the extra $3 than run around the stores for the next 2 months.
I really don't like the not in concept but in execution, the rub symbols, because they're funny looking. They just don't fit on the toy.
I think they're fine. You're just wrong and dumb.
I'm going to make a jaded.
I like that argument there, actually. That's pretty good.
The debate team.
Well, you're wrong and you're stupid.
Yes.
Well, and as a follow-up, you're dumb.
Yes.
Bite me. Thank you.
I'm going to make a prediction. We're all going to rush out to buy these, and then by summer, like, Target's going to have them for $6.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is basically this year's version of the Bumblebee versus Soundwave 2-pack that came out at the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
That nobody wanted.
No, it was April, May.
The problem wasn't Bumblebee. The problem was Soundwave.
Ooh.
I mean,
isn't the problem always Bumblebee?
Not in this case.
Well, it's a mix of, hey, it's a figure that there's 1,000 of them of, and who's this guy again?
The reason I don't think the Battle in Space set will be a huge seller is, even though Cyclonus is awesome, he's a fantastic toy. His color kind of sucks in this set, but other than that, there's no recognition whatsoever. At least Rodimus looks like Hotshot. So. I don't think people are going to have a clue, except for people our age. I don't think they'll have a clue who either of these characters are.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those where the kids are like, "Oh, bright orange, purple jet guy! Look at that tank."
Well, how long before season 3 comes around on Hub?
Season 3 of Trans. Oh God,
they could have showed it by now.
Yeah, I don't know. I quit watching it after More Than Meets the Eye Part 2.
I occasionally do, just to watch the funny copier and fax argue between commercials.
But, you know, it's awesome.
I have these shows on DVD. I'm not staying up to watch them.
Right.
You know, there may be a reason that, you know, that there's no Transformers Prime toy line to speak of, or at all, because I don't know that the Hub really could sell anything. So, I mean, it's possible that if there was a Prime toy line, that, you know, maybe Hasbro was too worried that, without like a high-profile TV series, that it's not going to sell. And that, you know, other than the fact that, you know, Transformers sell themselves for the most part, that might not be, you know, an unwarranted concern, because the Hub has virtually no audience.
Yeah, but then what's the point of doing the channel?
Growth.
Then what was...
No, now it may have no audience. 2 years from now, you know, it may be jumping. So, I mean, who knows? But right now, you got to start somewhere.
You know, all honesty, Hasbro sees things as product. So the people answering our questions about product might not be the same people answering us about media. So they're like, what do you mean that's another Jazz toy? So they're like, there's no Transformers Prime line coming out. No. Hey, is this Transformers Prime Bumblebee? Oh, yeah, we put him in yellow card. It's Bumblebee.
Yeah, that's true.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah. No, I'm certain. It'll be like War for Cybertron. We'll get some stuff.
October 2011.
Yes.
I didn't say anything. After the movie.
Yes. That's if Prime's still running around. That'll be season 2. So it's possible. Highly possible. Okay. So let's see here. What else do we have?
That Prime looks like this Prime.
I couldn't tell if you're trying to show something.
No, tonight on the Hub, it's the search for Alpha Trion.
I'm watching I think it's going over the screen. Maybe not. The Transformers United DVD commercial. So, United's out in stores, apparently, I guess, in Japan.
Yes.
So, you know, the War for Cybertron toys actually look pretty nice chromed out, I gotta admit. I'm not a fan of the toys as they are. And oh my god, that person just transformed Optimus in video. That's insane. I haven't even bothered transforming.
It's a very westernized commercial.
Yeah. It is.
It's weird to hear them say Optimus Prime.
It's weird to hear them say Autobot.
Yeah, it's like, hold on, I've been going for a while since I discovered he's called Convoy over there. What are they saying?
Yeah, actually, what's up with that? Why are they calling him Optimus? Why are they calling him...
Movie. Yeah.
Do they not call him Convoy in the movie?
The movie was just really subtitled, right?
Perhaps.
Dub over it with the Japanese version names.
They should still dub him over as Convoy in the Autobots and Cybertrons.
They probably were like, okay, everywhere else on the planet, he's called this. I think they know who we're talking about.
That's true.
Let's not mix stones here. How often does Japan rename their characters anyway? I mean, it's like, how many Convoys is in the show? Well, this leader's called Optimus Prime. Okay, we'll go with it. We got Nitro Convoy, Galaxy Convoy, Vector Convoy, Disc Convoy, that Convoy. Optimus Prime, he's the leader of this show.
Oh, okay, no, Vector Prime was Vector Prime in Japan.
You're right. You know, Slurpee Pack Convoy.
Yeah, I really do like this commercial. And, of course, there is a little bit of, like, static energy flying around. You know,
it's a fun commercial.
To remind you that it is a Japanese commercial. But
I love Japanese commercials because it's like a little infomercial of awesome.
The best Japanese commercial that I can ever remember was Overlord. Overlord was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that ad.
But on the other hand, you got to remember the Jointron Brothers commercial.
The French Overlord commercial was a bit better, though, because it had that cheerful music, like, ding, 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 Overlord!
Overlord! So, XV showed this to me today. One thing I think is really cool is pictures of the original prototype of Rodimus Prime.
Awesome.
It's like, as XV points out, he has, like, an arcade cabinet in his trailer.
Yeah.
It's kind of awesome.
That's our hip new Autobot leader right there.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, he looks like the cartoon model, and he can play Rampage.
And he can bend his arms.
Yeah, that's really crazy.
Yeah, I mean...
It's like
they didn't do that back then.
No, but I mean, he's so much bigger. He's so much bigger. I don't know. He's like probably nearly Ultra Magnus size. There's probably more to him.
He may be taller. He has those that spoiler,
and he's got knees too, doesn't he? Are those knees?
At least if they don't actually bend, they look like they do. But I mean, they're molded in at the very least.
You know, it's one of those things. I was saying this actually on ATT today. ATT.
Wow.
That
still exists.
Yeah, there's like a whole 10 of us, and but
The dust was, off J-Dale and go check it out.
Wow.
Usenet does still
Oh, you are
work.
J-Dale?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I know.
But I was just saying, I really enjoy the original Rodimus Prime toy so much. I'm so enamored with it and just love it so much. Imagining Rodimus as anything else is kind of like hard to fathom. Like, wow,
like
I could imagine
him as a good toy.
Yeah.
I'm just it's like I've always loved a Rodimus Prime toy. So it's like,
why?
Could have been different.
What do you love about Rod? What even as a kid, I'm like, this is crap. I loved Ultra Magnus for some reason. He's like the worst toy ever. But I said, this is crap.
A kid who had an Ultra Magnus, but he lost the white Optimus Prime part. So he would take a piece of tape and put it over the trailer and stick the head on it, and that worked.
That's just as good.
It's pretty much the same, really.
Yeah, Transform. I got a Hot Wheel around her somewhere.
I wonder if you could fit Power Master Optimus. No, that wouldn't work.
No.
I mean, he'd have no way to hold
on. I think I tried that, actually.
No way to hold on. Oh, well. Okay, cool. So, let's see here what else we have going on this week. So we're getting the mini cons from Power Core Combiners recolored and released as Target Masters in Japan, it looks like. I mean, or am I misunderstanding that news story?
No, we talked about this a few weeks ago. It's these like one day only store exclusive. You buy 3,000 yen worth of United product and you get a little Target Master colored mini con.
That's pretty cool.
It's a cool promotion.
Yeah, for people living in Japan.
Yeah.
That's who it's intended for, of course. Yeah. But, you know, for the fans other places who just can't live without their mini cons, this is another one of those really damn expensive, stupid little promotions.
Are they blind packed?
No. It's one. There's three different stores doing this, and each one has a different mini con.
Okay. So it's like going and pre-ordering Madden and getting like a button or something. Kind of, but it's not a pre-order.
Really disproportionate like that, yeah.
It's something you actually would like.
Well, no, we did that a couple. How did that work? There were like exclusive for Energon weapons, wasn't? Didn't we get that recently?
Yeah, there was something like that.
That was another Japanese promotion.
Oh, darn the Japanese! They are invading my memory.
And yeah, what it was in that case, if I remember correctly, is the extra Energon weapons were actually attached to the toy packaging. So, you know, if you order from that series of toys, you would get them anyway, no matter where you bought from.
Oh, so it's like getting an extra, like the Minicon set attached to Ultra Magnus or something.
Or like the Toys R Us Power Core Combiner 5-pack deal that has the extra Searchlight on it.
Yeah, if Searchlight didn't, you know, kind of suck, you know, that would be kind of great.
Yeah, they took the worst 5-pack and put the worst Scout onto it.
Congratulations.
Are selling it for $25.
Gotta move them somehow, man.
Well, $25 is like a bargain basement price though for Toys R Us.
Yeah.
It's like they're like almost now that they don't have to compete with KB, like on their bad prices. I mean, it's like, you know, KB and Toys R Us used to get to push their prices up.
That's how some places now are getting 1850 animated Rodimus.
Oh my god! What's up with that?
Whoa! What?
They marked the prices up to like $16, $17.
Yep.
I got mine for $4.
Well, I got mine for buy one get one 50% off, so it ended up being like $10 each. So
well, they had for zero.
Well, they had in the Black Friday ad, you know, pictures of animated Optimus Prime, the deluxe one, and Robot Heroes, and said Transformer toys, you know, animated Robot Heroes $4.99 this weekend only.
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting some stuff, and I was like, okay, here's Rodimus, it's animated.
Yeah.
The guy was like, and it rang up, it's only, dude, it doesn't say anything. It says animated. Right. I was like, are you going to bring it back? No. And then he rang it up. Don't tell anyone I did this. So, he's like, if I was, the guy only gave it to me for $4. Don't give me $16.99 back.
I've had similar conversations like that many times.
Yeah, you get that good clerk. He's like, yeah, this is really misleading. You know what? Shh, don't tell no one.
I found out why my light wasn't on. It's the stupidest thing. It's
because, it was unplugged?
No, it's because my seat was too low.
He is the host of our show.
Yes. Much better now. Much better. Okay, so I'm much brighter, much happier. Not going to slip my wrist the long way anymore. So.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow. The show hasn't been that bad.
No.
It seriously.
Yes.
Yes. Wait till next week.
Okay. Let's see.
But yeah, as those Target Master minicons go, as the show notes correctly point out, the Power Core Combiner Scout packs and a Sharpie are still less expensive.
Yeah. You just got to stop and ask. Okay, these guys selling them for a whole lot of money. How did they get them? They bought them wholesale.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Okay, so...
called you out.
We saw a lot of third-party stuff. I'm covering this more since I actually broke down and bought Protector. I'm a sellout. We got a lot of stuff popped up this week. The repaint, quote unquote, the Starscream mold KO Toys is selling. What are they calling it? Airbot or something?
Air Warrior.
Yeah, Air Warriors. Was that the name of the?
It's the Lavender Seeker. Just go with that.
Yeah. So
from More Than Meets the Eye.
Yeah. So basically, it looks to me like it's a real.
They should call it background filler.
It looks to me like it's an honest to god real knockoff. So they basically they re-engineered the Seeker mold. That's basically what it is, isn't it?
Well, they've been running knockoffs of the Seeker mold in various colors for quite a while also.
These have to be like, what, $4 tops? Oh my god! Oh my god!
30 each or 3 for 80, I believe.
Oh my god!
Wow.
At this rate, just go to Big Lots. The Seeker mold's gotta be hitting that bad boy.
That would be nice if it was.
Yeah. Hey, I try to figure this out. This is bootlegging.
It is.
How? Why does it cost so much? I mean, I understand it's third party. We only made so much. Yada yada. It's unofficial.
It costs so much because they're marketing it directly to the collectors.
Yeah, exactly. That's, well, you know, it costs so much. You're pouring resin in the garage.
Yeah.
You went to Hobby Lobby or you ordered it off the internet and you've got a plaster mold in the garage.
I think it looks a little better than that. So probably they have somebody in China making these at like a nickel a piece. Perhaps. So they should really be selling these to the fans at one price and the Big Lots for another price.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Galactic Air Warrior with American flags on the stickers. He's all green, and look, he just fell up in the package.
In the show notes, I put a link to another kind of interesting new product that's coming up.
Okay, while I pull that up, what about that ginormous? We got more pictures of that ginormous. I saw this. That ginormous Devastator set.
Yes,
that just looks impossibly huge.
Because those are like Voyage.
That is
almost Voyager
crazy,
size, aren't
they?
It's gonna be I think they are supposed to be Voyager size.
I don't think it's gonna work. I mean, like I was telling JD this week.
We were talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, Hasbro, they're the professionals in this game, and they don't make combiners that big.
Although that's part of an economics problem too.
I don't think it would. I mean, I don't think it's gonna work. I'm worried about that.
It's gonna have to have crazy feet to hold that up.
It's compelling, though. It's
going to have some crazy hip joints to hold that up, is what I'm thinking more.
It's a cool idea, because you got stuff saying, why does Hasbro not do this? Because Jimmy's not getting $200 worth of toys just to make the big guy.
That's true.
Right.
What I'm curious about right now is if you're going to supply your own Armada Unicron pelvis and thighs for this to work, or if they're going to give you a set when you buy a long haul or whoever.
So
is that what it's using?
I have no idea. That's why I'm.
Well, you know, people,
I don't think so.
Typical,
the custom combiners that people used to make, just basically, you know, gutted Unicron. But I think this is going to be an actual honest to God combiner that's built, you know, that it's all inclusive. I'm not expecting you have to use some sort of skeleton. It'll be kind of a jip if it is.
At that rate, it better hold itself up.
Yeah.
I mean, you're making that big of a toy. I don't know if you're a way to make it work while you're at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is amazingly huge. I mean,
damn right it is.
Just the images of the, I mean, and basically they just have, the first three figures, the two arms, the hook, and, Scrapper? And
I don't remember.
Or Bone Crusher and something, but... I don't know. It looks heavy. I have no idea how that's going to stand up.
That's Scavenger, isn't it?
Yeah, Scavenger.
The only way I can remember that is because of the Beast Machine Scavenger, which is the same kind of vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Scavenger and then Bone Crusher, I think, is on the other side.
Yeah.
Before we jump, Amy is not on the show, but she did pre-record for us, so the podcast version of the show will have a nice little aside with Amy, but the video version, we're not going to have that. But before we do, hey, John, what's going on in the chat this week?
You know, an interesting little thread that we got into earlier while we were talking about something else was actually kind of related to quality control, about how several of us have gotten some not so nice surprises in our toys lately.
I got a severed human ear once.
Nice.
See, and nobody wants that. Mm. Nobody wants that. One of my examples, and I'll give you a couple from the chat. One of my examples was the Dirge, the Generations Dirge that I got, had a half painted waist when I opened it. So it was like Two-Face. It was weird. Only right on the crotch instead of the face. It was two crotch.
Oh, yeah.
So like on the left side, of the crotch, the health area, if you will, it was just straight blue, buddy. Like right down the middle. It was crazy. Like just split right down the middle. One of the other things that one of the chat examples was with the Dinobots combiner. Half of the combined mode's face, Dinopope's face, not painted. Not painted at all.
That's like sacrilegious right there.
It is. I know.
You do not smite the Dino.
Hasbro's not Catholic. They don't believe in that.
That's true.
So, yeah. So interesting that, you know, we've had some, and there were some other examples, but we got into a little thing real quickly on how, you know, quality is not what it used to be. So I don't know if you guys have any quick examples
quality,
of that.
Quality is not what it used to be, really, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, quality control might not be what it used to be, but quality control is expensive.
It is. Oh, oh God, yeah. Is it?
You're getting quality in exchange.
The toys do seem kind of looser from the package than they used to.
Except for Jazz. Jazz is awesome and tight and stiff and all kinds of other things that don't have a double meaning at all. Thank you.
Yes, ah, your mom.
Oh, if Scatman could hear you now.
Yeah. That's right. I am tight.
But that's cool. That's cool. So have you been checking, John, what's going on in like the Twitter sphere? I think that's what we should call it, the Twitter sphere.
The Twitter sphere. Body.
I like that word.
Yeah, not much this week. I mean, it's been pretty quiet. One of the things that, you know, is that it is like a holiday week, and I think a lot of people are traveling or away from their computers this week. But as far as, you know, anything coming up, I haven't really noticed anything, and I haven't noticed a lot of chatter even on, like, say, like Dark of the Moon stuff yet. Of course, I mean, that just broke today, but I haven't seen a whole lot of chatter on that yet. So I don't know if there's, like, fatigue for, like, movie stuff, or if people just aren't checking their Twitter accounts this week, but I would have expected that to kind of blow up. I try to like follow that kind of stuff, but that it really hasn't like sunk in, I guess.
It's probably hitting on the more casual channels, like the odd MySpace or Facebook group, where it's like just guys who kind of like stuff are like, hey, did you hear it's called Dark of the Moon? You know, and they're like, oh, wow. And that was just last week. So, yeah that's probably some talk going on in those areas. But the hardcore mm-hmm. guys are like, yeah, you know what? He turns into a Camaro, okay?
Yeah, and what I've been seeing over the last couple of weeks on that kind of thing is a lot of people don't seem to be too thrilled with what they're seeing of these early leaks. And I think a lot of it is just getting sick of having these same designs again and again for the main cast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Mm.
Okay, cool. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump to Amy, who will share with us this week in comics. Because Lady Rex is not on the show this week, she's going to share with us what's going on in the comic world. Take it away, Lady Rex.
Hello. You'll have to pardon me. I think I'm coming down with another cold again, which is not fun. So, this week we have Sector 7, Issue 4 coming out. I wasn't quite sure if it was actually going to come out because for the last 2 weeks they've canceled it. So now it is available. I just got a chance to get a hold of it, and I haven't had a read of it yet, so I can't give you more information on that. But yes, go pick it up if you're interested in Sector 7. And next week, I wanted to get on and tell everybody about this. But Ongoing 15 is going to be released, so you will have to check it out. I have had the pleasure of having a copy of. And if you haven't picked up issue 14, go ahead and pick up 15 because, 15 pretty much blows 14 out of the water. And
awesome.
Kind of I thought it was good. There's mixed feelings from my underbase family or underbase cohorts. So, I think it's good, but I think it was actually better than 14. I think it told everything better in 15 than 14, which could be a bad thing because, like, hey, yeah, it did kind of repeat a few things. So, yeah. We also have the Drift trade paperback coming out next week. And that is about all that is going on in the comic world. There's some mosaics, of course. And a few other little tidbits that aren't really big, so I'm not really going to talk about them. But that's it. That's everything in the comics for this week.
Thank you, Amy. Hey, JD, what's going on this week in history?
Not much. not much at all. So December the 27th, 1985, saw that legendary episode, Kremzeek.
Oh, God. People forget about Kremzeek, and like every other season two episode.
Yeah,
people
but
try hard.
Some message board that thinks it's a meme worthy.
Yeah, no, yeah. You see him pop up on T-shirts and keychains and things, but yeah,
people actually remember though. They probably remember it being as this menacing, horrifying, evil thing to Optimus Prime, you know, Slade using Medusa's head and, you know,
they're just being wacky.
Yeah. No.
Hey, what?
I traded Cram's Eeks in the gift shop. Cram's Eeks.
Yeah.
So, LOL, LMAO, Cram's Eeks. It's a smiley on a message board.
It's like, it's living electricity. Yay.
No.
Now, this next thing. It's legitimately on the TF Wiki. Why? I don't know.
Hey, JD, you're going to hate me.
What?
I'm kidding. Go ahead. Sorry. That's an aside. Offline.
Do I?
No. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Push through.
Okay. I'm going to power through here. Okay. So December the 28th, 1846, Iowa was admitted as a 29th.
That would make sense like for a Star Trek wiki, but I don't get that in terms of Transformers.
I don't know why. And I even went to the entry and there's nothing that really gives a good reason.
Is there some sort of database
to why it's there? I'm going to assume that it has something to do with the I have no idea. I mean, there's a whole listing for like the United States, but I guess because, you know, the Transformers
stuff
are
happens
in
here,
States.
So
here in Japan, I don't know why that is.
We were really working for another article that day, and
yeah.
Remember that one time Starscream almost blew up Buenos Aires?
Remember that time Simon Furman flew over Iowa on a plane? Well, that makes it official and worth mentioning in the wiki.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's go ahead and quickly run. Quickly, you see what I mean, JD? I'm kidding.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and run down the winners of our big year in contest, and I will contact you. So no reason. Don't bother emailing me. I will contact you directly.
Someone's getting dirty pictures
via telekinesis.
You're a winner, chicken dinner.
Let me go over how this is going to work. We have lots of comics, and I think it was Barricade 64 mentioned. Might have been someone else. Hey, why don't you give us the ability to choose? So I'm going to do that. So I'm going to basically go down the line until I'm left with, you know, the crap at the end of the rainbow. I'm kidding. It's all good stuff. So basically, the first person drawn will have the first dibs at the comics until we get all the way to the end. But again, just a rundown, giving away lots of comics, Generations Blur, Generations Dark Mountain, an ENI t-shirt, a Fanboy versus Clock, which is pretty sweet, and a couple of issues of the Titans magazine. So let's go ahead.
They will clash.
Yes, and winners were randomly chosen, and this was a pain in the butt, and it damaged my marriage. My wife was like, hey.
No, I think you did fine on your own with that.
Kim was like, hey, you want to tell you about my? I want to tell you about my day. It was awful. I don't have time to hear about your day. I'm picking the winners of the contest. That was.
I have important things related to Transformers to deal with. I can't deal with your horrible, rough day.
Yes.
Oh, my beloved wife.
Yes, that was kind of bad. So I kind of suck. So I deserve. I deserve everything I'm going to get. So or not going to get. So let's go ahead and jump in here. So the winner of Blur from Facebook, our Facebook fan page, and again the winners were chosen from our Facebook page, Twitter, YouTube, and Ustream. So the winner from Blur, Generations Blur from Facebook was John Stern, and the only anyone is eligible, and except unless they're on the podcast as a host, if you co-hosted as a guest before, you're eligible. The winner from Facebook of Generations Dark Mount is our pal Chris Templeman. So,
hey,
yeah, exactly. So the winner of he did win the other thing, but I knew it's not going to fit the extra large ENI t-shirt, which Chris won, but I knew it wouldn't work. From Twitter is Ken Cox. So congratulations. The winner of the Fanboy versus Clock Hans J. Weasel from YouTube. And I also noticed that he follows us on Twitter because he almost won something else, but that wouldn't work. So the winner of the August magazine, Titans magazine, is Corey Lester, who is on Twitter. Magazine from Ustream, Tylox15. And the comics, and I'm not going to go over which comics, you get to pick. From YouTube, Mantis 99999999999.
Say that again?
Yeah, I'm not going to. Mantis 9, lots of 9s.
99999999.
So, from Facebook, Josh Fleenor, that's a pretty awesome name. From YouTube, Sailor Soul. From Ustream, Mikey Fuzz. From Twitter, Brandon David, who's known as Primus Prankster. From Twitter, Spike McLean. From Facebook, Eric Shaw. Again, from Facebook, Anthony Mack. From Twitter, Sean Klaboon, also known as PlayStation Gamer. From Facebook, Devin Anderson. If you're, as long as you're not a host, you're eligible. From a Twitter and lots of other places, Tater X, Jason Tate. Also,
Tater X.
Yeah, he's in the chat right now. He's in the chat right now.
Tater.
Ray Tater.
Yeah, so from Facebook, Shane Jackson. And again, as long as you're not a host of the show, you're eligible. Another comment goes to our pal, TFG1 Mike. Of course, he follows us everywhere, so he had a pretty good chance of winning. Yeah. From Mike's awesome. We need to get him on the show again at some point. So from Twitter, Spat21. The guy who has the best Twitter handle ever, from Twitter, Samuel Young. His Twitter handle is Secret Asian Sam.
Oh, that's awesome.
And again, from Twitter, at Gandalf2000, Troy Bell. I actually know where he lives. I can actually just deliver the comic to him. So, awesome. Congratulations.
Is that like a threat? That sounded like a threat. Is that a threat?
It is a threat.
So. Remember to wear pants when you do it.
He needs
Rob, I was just going to say that.
Okay. Don't wear pants when you do it. Then hell, I don't know.
What is it about us actually not wearing pants? I don't get where that came from.
I don't either.
We're always worried of our fans showing up without pants on. It'd be a nice, hey, how do you like it?
Yeah. So
looking good, huh?
Congratulations all. So I'm not going to go over that. I will post that to the website.
Good idea.
I will contact you. I may take
Can you say that all again?
No.
Right. I think next contest we have, we should, try to scale it back a little bit.
Yeah.
So we don't spend 15 minutes reading off.
I went crazy.
Yes, you did.
I love doing contests. That was one of the things I wanted to do when I brought RFC back, was do contests, because I've always loved doing contests. Working in radio, contests are fun. They're not that great to actually bring an audience, but they're fun to do. I'm thinking on the next contest. If anyone has any suggestions, I've got some thoughts, but if anyone has any suggestions, I really like doing that Big Bad Toy Store $50 gift certificate. But I would really rather give away something specific, something that I think is cool. So hopefully it's like giving a gift. I give away something that I like, hoping that someone else likes it.
An evening with XV.
Kim and I are giving that to ourselves here in a couple of months. We're actually going to go drive the long, arduous trip to visit XV.
Oh my God.
Yeah, maybe it will actually happen this time, too.
Yes, it will actually happen, because I'm not doing it in the dead of winter. So,
is this going to be like Catfish, that documentary? Is this how it's going to end?
I never watched it. I don't know.
Oh, man. It's about, real quickly, off topic, just so I can explain this. Catfish is about a guy who, starts up a relationship with a girl on Facebook, and then he and his friend are, documenting the whole thing. His friend's, a documentarian or something, or a wannabe. So they are recording his budding relationship with this girl on Facebook, and then they go to meet her.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Is it awesome?
It is awesome.
So what is
it? You can kind of predict what happens, but it happens, and it's still awesome.
It's called Catfish?
Catfish. It's a guy.
Why don't you want to marry me?
Is this on DVD yet?
No, but it's probably pretty close because it came out, I guess, in summer-ish.
So is it on torrent?
Oh. Oh, it comes out on January 4th, so I am adding that to my
torrent.
It's on Blu-ray.
So Cassius335 suggests that you give away Thingamajigs.
Oh!
Or the stuffed uterus.
Actually, the stuffed uterus.
A podcast shouldn't be your source of a uterus, guys. Keeping it real, we should not be your exposure to a uterus.
He needs to give away the Sigma Jig so he doesn't have them anymore.
Another one for Christmas. It's awesome.
Oh, how many of those did you give out for Christmas, Kilby?
Just two. Three.
Only two?
Yeah. So now
but he got five.
Now I have three of my own. It's awesome. I love Sigma Jigs. They hate me, though.
Okay, so, buy another one and then get little barbershop uniforms for them.
Give them mustaches.
Find someone to hack them so we can have more fun with the Thingamajigs.
Oh, no.
Yes.
So, I could just picture you with, like, a kitchen knife just lurking on top of one, Rob. Yeah. I don't like that image. I don't like that image.
So, yeah.
Kitchen surgery on Thingamajigs with Rob Springer.
Funky cold Medina.
That would be. But if I had someone hack me a Thingamajig, I would do like 13 or something like that. I would do something to do some Danzig song or something you wouldn't expect. And Rob is stepping away. So okay, let's see here. Let's go ahead and hey. You know what last week Saturday was? It was it was a snow day and I hated it. But it was also Christmas. So irrespective of your religion, your heritage. Or your creed.
Or your heresy.
Everyone
or your hat
Christmas,
size.
Or your hat size. Or your pants size. You know, from the atheist to the Jew to the person who can't speak a lick of, you know, human language, everyone loves Christmas. And we all get stuff for Christmas, even the poorest amongst us, even XV. So,
dyslexia.
Yes. So, what
do you guys... Not what this says anymore.
What did you guys get? I've got something. I've got a couple things I'm going to cover on New Soundwave because I want to talk about that up front, if that's cool with you, John.
Yep.
I got something awesome that I don't want to cover on RFC. What did you get? I got a lot of stuff. But
I got cash.
But not...
Bling.
Yeah.
not the grown-up stuff.
Transformers stuff.
Transformers
stuff. Cash is all I got.
I'm going to pay my power bill.
You don't celebrate Christmas. You're like the oddity, though.
Actually, I did get
something. So I did get something for Christmas, so it still counts.
So basically, all your holiday pictures, XC, was like a bunch of pictures of you in a hat going like...
Yeah.
Nice.
Minus the hat.
You in a bathtub of money. That would be awesome. With a Santa beard on. And nothing else.
$10. Yeah,
okay, so, all right, so my in-laws got me from the Half-Price bookstore. They got me a kid's book. I Am Optimus Prime.
Really?
Ooh. Awesome, awesome book. Probably the first grade reading level, so perfect.
So we know what your in-laws think of your intelligence level then.
Yes, they're like, graphic designer.
John is such a good boy.
We thought the special one would like this.
So I was on the nice list. I got this, people, buddy. Awesome. And it's apparently European because on the back it's in pounds, the cost, but it's awesome. So I'll be reading it with everybody in an English accent tonight.
Nice.
After the show.
Does it have Furman dialogue?
If you mean like screams of agony and death, no. No, they don't. No, everybody comes out of this sadly alive.
Star.
And the Autobots and Decepticons have teamed together to fight Santa Claus.
Wait, didn't that happen in a UK comic? Or was it Ronald Reagan? It was something. I forgot. I've got it somewhere.
So I finally got Transformers.
What did you get?
So I finally got Drift, which is awesome. It lived up to all of the expectations. So that was awesome. And then also got Blur. So it was kind of like, oh, cool. I haven't even actually opened Blur yet because my wife is like, why haven't you opened the other ones? I was like, well, because, so I got Blur, Drift, I got
Gas.
Red Alert, Gas, and then I got Dirge. So it's like, well, I have Dirge because I have like four versions of that mold, and
Did you get the Dirge? Had the
at this point,
or did you get the Sturge that doesn't?
You know, I didn't look at it that closely. I didn't. I don't know.
Wait, what? Oh, triangle. Yeah, I actually saw both side by side.
Really?
At Target.
Wow.
The other.
I'm only seeing the new one now.
That I don't know. But anyway, I haven't opened the Blur or the Dirge yet, and my wife keeps going, why don't you open those? It's like, because I have them. I have them. And she's like, they're the same. I'm like, yeah. And she's like, why did... Like, don't ask.
Don't explain it.
It's just...
You'll never get that through.
It's a repaint. Yeah. It's different, but it's the same. I have
it. Why did you want it then?
Just say, make me a sandwich.
Oh.
Yeah.
You should try that, Brian. That would...
yeah,
I might
that's
as well.
Sound advice. Sound advice for Brian.
You know what would make all this better, baby? If you made me a sandwich. I hear you. What's all this got to do with making me a sandwich? Let us
answer
talk
A, nothing.
Make a sandwich.
Yeah, you know what? Them dishes ain't washing them sure.
Actually, speaking of sandwiches, I've always wanted one of those sandwich makers where you close the lid tight and it bisects or cuts the sandwich in two. I got
those are
one.
So cool.
And it
into
was awesome.
Four pockets, four hot
pockets. I'm making so many cheese sandwiches today.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Awesome.
So what are you seeing so far in the chat, John? Anybody getting
I'm seeing some good stuff. People that blow us away. So Matt Convoy got an Encore Ironhide sidearm. And then he used a gift card to buy Tracks and Jazz. So quite a haul.
Solid.
Quite a haul. And somebody else got their first leader class, which was Leader Starscream. So that's a hell of a start.
Hey, yeah. That's a masterpiece.
Yeah, it's a masterpiece, basically.
Yeah.
So good stuff.
Effectively, it is, yeah.
It is.
Okay. So, whose turn is it? Because I want to share. I want to share. Someone else go first.
Please go, Brian.
Okay. So I got lots of stuff. First, I got
show off
for this Transformers Revenge of the Fallen calendar. It's a 16-month calendar, and it's awesome. Shortly thereafter, I got the bat. I got Transformers.
I think I got it on the wall.
Fallen bat.
JD, give Brian his calendar back.
I've taken your calendar, sir.
But I got the ball and bat, so that's pretty sweet. I like
all right, clobbering fun.
Yes.
You are reenacting an episode of G1 at some point.
Yeah, that's true. I need a basketball.
I'm going to pick up the Homer Autobots.
You already saw this was Christmas for myself. I used my Christmas bonus to buy this. My huge Christmas bonus to buy the Battle in Space set and the this knockoff DVD set, which I was hoping would lift the Maverick Entertainment commentary, because I wanted to hear my shout out from Chris McFeely when he did the commentary to this, but no such luck.
But instead, you just got the trailer to Halloween 4.
Yeah. I got Sidearm, which is pretty cool. But the coolest thing, far and away, Transformers related that I got, my friend Dusty, just he'll be watching this on YouTube tomorrow. I just had a stroke of inspiration last year. I got him a She-Ra animation cell and I put it in a nice frame. You know, I thought, hey, this is kind of cool, but he loved it. So, he thought I put way
put it behind glass.
It. Yeah, I know. But so he was like just blown away by it. To me, it was no big deal. I just, hey, that it's cool. But he actually did real hard work. He gave me, the Legends Hotshot toy, which he got at Big Lots, and I opened it up. And I'm like, I've got this toy, but I don't recognize the deco. I'm like, wow, this is rare. I couldn't recognize the deco. Here it is. And it took me about a minute and a half to realize that he had hand painted this. He had downloaded several tutorials on kit bashing. And it's no secret that I work for Lowe's. I'm wearing a blue shirt. I've worked at the Lowe's office for like 10 years. But it transformed into the Lowe's 48 car. And
oh, wow.
I was
wow.
ridiculously impressed.
That's pretty awesome,
that
dude. That is.
He probably put like 15 hours at least. He bought another toy, too, as a guinea pig to so that he wouldn't screw this one up. Every single thing on it is painted. It's insane. I've tried to do this before and I failed miserably. I was shocked. And he also got me something else too, video game related, which we'll talk about at New Soundwave. But I was just blown away by this. I mean, it's like, wow, nobody's ever put this much work into something for Christmas, and it's pretty sweet. So I think this is going to be a terrible one-upsmanship game, and it's going to escalate until we end up shooting each other in like 20 minutes.
Awesome.
So
can do.
But it's pretty sweet. So I was impressed by that. He put a lot of effort into this. So
that's really awesome.
So
it is awesome. It is awesome. Hey, a couple quick things from the chat too. Again, what is up with us, man? These people are blowing us away. Except for that story, Brian. You can't top the personal touch. Unless you like add-on kits. So somebody got the protector kit.
Oh, nice.
Which I'm kind of jealous of. I can't decide if I really want that or if I don't.
Now that I have Battle in Space Rodimus, I don't really. It's okay if I use the other Rodimus for protector. So I can kind of justify it.
Uh-oh. In addition, they got the Bruticus add-on set. So that was pretty awesome.
Really?
Yeah, so you know.
Wait, it was, are we talking about like the Swindle
fans
like,
project Christmas?
Oh my God! Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. And then somebody else went on a spree with let's see, TF Geek for Life. He got Cybertron, Soundwave, Bonsaitron.
I'm so Thrust, sorry.
Terra Dive, Tomahawk, Oil Pan, Fire Trap, Bludgeon, and some PCCs.
That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
I'm sorry you got Cybertron, Soundwave.
He's okay if you
got him in 06.
Spot him and never look at him.
Oh, that Soundwave. I was thinking War for Cybertron Soundwave. I'm like, I like War for Cybertron Soundwave. But okay.
Yes, that one. No, War for Cybertron Soundwave is okay. He's decent. There's nothing wrong with him.
He's not bad.
He's perfectly average, which is just fine compared to the other War for Cybertron toys.
Aww.
Yes, he shines. Oh, wait a minute. TF Geek meant Cybertron.
Well, never mind. I reject my sympathies.
Yes, okay. So it was a good Christmas after all.
Yeah. It can stand up.
Yeah, War for
It can transform.
I think he's great.
There it goes. I hunted all over.
And he has ass warmers.
It's perfect. Wait, what?
Nice.
Soundwave, sit down.
War for Cybertron. It's
Ooh, it vibrates.
Big tush. How about that? He's got subwoofers.
Nice.
There you go.
fart joke.
Subwoofers on that guy.
Okay.
Anything else cool out there, John?
No, that's it. I'll let you know if anybody has any more embarrassments of riches.
Okay, so in sort of trying to figure out what we were going to talk about this week, we do our show notes. We sort of vote.
I didn't want to hear what I got.
Oh, no, go ahead. I thought you already... I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I just, you know...
Kilby's a little self-centered today. Just ask Kim.
Hey, he's got pretty awesome stuff.
Nice one, XV. Well done, sir.
Bro fist. I'm 32, and every Christmas is like this. I got a couple of clothes... And then for Transformers, I got War for Cybertron for 360, War for Cybertron DS, Decepticons, Revenge of the Fallen. Yeah, I got that earlier.
Oh,
so not,
okay.
My brother gave me Revenge of the Fallen, Skywarp. My mother gave me the games. Let's see. Then she also gave me Mudslinger and Crankcase, the Power Core Combiner 5-packs.
Your mom is awesome. Your mom is like super ridiculously awesome.
Then she got me like a hoodie and some shoes and a watch because she know I'm a grown up. Let's see. Then the girlfriend stepped up the game. In addition to the Star Wars book and a whole bunch of lifesavers, because I love those little boxes full of them that you only get holiday. You know, the storybook that no one's going to ever read except to get cavities. These.
Awesome.
But let's see. We got to do this chronologically because I have a hard time remembering. See, I got Generations Thunderwing.
Nice.
Skullgren. Hang on. I got like a bunch in here. The Cliff Jumper. Is that all the generations? Let's see. I also got Mindset and Tracks and Terra Dive and Tomahawk.
Where did you find Tracks? I can't find Tracks.
Kmart.
Up to last Friday, I could have gone and got you a Tracks at any time, Kilby.
Leadfoot. Oh, Blur, that was the other generations. Did I say Double Clutch? Yeah, Double Clutch. Deluxe Ironhide from Reveal the Shield. Or is it? No, it's not for Decepticons. I just have some Mindset. Yeah, I did say that. And she also got me... Let's see. Oil pan. Yeah, I'm not done yet. And a sunspot.
Wow.
Which sunspot? I was thinking sunspot. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I know. Yeah. I've got sunspot.
I know. I think I feel like I'm leaving one out, but I'm still gonna go through. Animated Ironhide. What else did she get me? Bonsaitron.
So now the whole store for you.
Yeah. Did I say Skullgren? Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonsaitron. There's about 20 toys I walked away with and all. I know I'm forgetting one.
That's insane, Rob.
This is me. This is why I have a basement full of these guys.
And you do have a basement full.
Yeah, people ask me, what do you want for Christmas? Look online. There's the list of guys I don't have.
You keep a list of stuff you don't have?
Kristen's got it currently.
That's awesome.
Did I say Tomahawk?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I covered them. And I think I forget one. I don't know. It's like a good 20, 50 toys somewhere. I don't know.
20, 50 toys? Quite a leap there, Rob.
I don't know, dude. I didn't realize. I can't keep a count of them. And I did the whole Crave thing. And you can only pick one each of each toy. And somehow I got to like 1,600 and something. I'm like, but it's not all I have. I got all these books. I got like 20 Optimus Primes from G1. I'm going to be on Hoarders.
Yes. You could be. Yeah.
Some people are like surrounded by filth. I'm like, oh God, I'm drowning in Ashton Mashers. Where's the cat?
Well, at least that would be an episode of the show I could watch without becoming nauseous.
You never know. There might be a turd in one of those boxes.
Okay, so let me go ahead
But knowing you, Rob, that would be humorous and not disgusting. Somehow.
Okay, so every week when we come up with a topic, because we don't pre-plan, we always come up with something we want to talk about but doesn't necessarily feel like a whole segment. So Rob came up with one I think is brilliant. It makes me feel awful for going with it, but I'm going to do it. Just like a quick go around the table of our most awkward fan experiences, and I've got a couple I think I'm going to share. So, Rob, you probably have the most to share. So
maybe.
Yeah. What are some of the more awkward fan experiences you had?
Well, one that sticks in my head is this dude I ran into for like the entire year of 2003 who had a really terrible Autobot. No, I don't remember you. He had like this really bad Autobot symbol tattoo. I mean, bad. It looked like a 5-year-old going to sleep dream. It was terrible. And he'd be like, run into me at like Blockbuster. And he was like rambling off to his friend. Yeah, I know everything about Transformers. And of course, I'm like wearing some random t-shirt with Transformers on it. And it's like a Decepticon and a silhouette of a robot, generic robot. He's like, the guy's like, oh, yeah, who's that on his shirt? And the guy's like, I don't know. And I was kind of like, I think it's Macabre. And he's like, that must be Japan. No? He's like, I only know G1. I am talking G1. So the guy kind of got like stumbled, and he's like, I once saw Fort Max. I got one of those. And I just kind of left the store. I was like, can you ring me up or what? And I kept running into this guy from that. Like, I was at Toys R Us buying Smokescreen, the alternator. And he was like, what'd you get there? And I was like, oh, it's this dude. Because he keeps going, I'm kind of a fan. And he'd do like this and showed me this terrible tattoo.
I hate that.
It's like, hey, people with tattoos, no one cares. It's great you like it. But for the rest of us, we're like, oh, Metallica, cool. And he kept, you know, doing this, and he'd be like, what'd you get? I got Smokescreen. I only like the G1 guys. This is a G1 guy. Well, you know. And then he turned out this Roadhouse I kept going to with my mom to eat. He worked there, and I'd come walking by. What's on your hat, dude? Oh, what is on my hat? Oh, it's an Autobot symbol. What's that lettering? Oh, that's Transformers in Japan. Well, I really only know G1. That is the G1 spelling. So that guy, and then I had for a while people following me in traffic because my car had Autobot stickers on it. And like this guy followed me for like a mile, and I was getting scared because this is Atlanta. Someone's following you. You're getting killed.
You're getting shot.
I was like, oh, man. And he pulled me over, and I pulled over to Quick Trip because I'm like, oh, run in here and buy a soda. Maybe he'll go on. And he follows me, and like he stops like right in front of my car. Like as I'm getting out, I'm like, oh shit, you know, big guy, but I can't punch through a bullet. And this guy, I'm like, did I flash my lights or something? Did I accidentally give a gang sign while I was picking my nose? What did I do? And he goes, hey, do you know that's a Transformer sticker on your car? Yes, I put it there. Where'd you get it? And normally I'd smart and be like, well, if you cared enough to do it, you'd already know by now.
Yeah.
And I was just like, go through one of those car shops that sells decals. They usually have them. I don't remember where I bought it, dude. You know, stuff like that. I've had, you know, people think I work for Hasbro at stores, follow me. You know, I think the weirdest, though, and most awkward is, you ever wear, like, a Transformer shirt? Because, hey, we're dorks. We occasionally wear them. And someone goes, hey, nice shirt. Or, I like your shirt. You know, you're like, oh, thanks. And then they keep looking, and they're like, when I was a kid, I don't care. Keep talking. I remember one guy's like, I still have this I still got the poster from the first movie on my wall. Okay. High five. Or, you know, I could keep going, but I think the guy in traffic. Yeah, I think the guy who got people following me in traffic, or the guy when I was parked outside of a liquor store waiting for my coworker to go buy his daily 40. And I was sitting there, and these dudes walk up. Hey, man, is that Transformers? Yeah! You remember those?
Oh, what are those?
Okay.
Burger King. Is that Transformers? Yeah. You know how I knew that? Because it's like 50 years old? I don't know. Because remember in the movie they wiped off the steering wheel and there it was? Ha ha ha, yeah.
Okay. So, awesome. Anybody else have anything? I've got one to share. I've been picking my brain listening to Rob this whole time. And mine is literally a quick hit. It never.
Yeah, I'm anticipating I will have my first one sometime this spring when some.
Meet me, exactly.
Nice.
For me, it happens every year at BotCon, mistaking not just one person, but at least two or three people's genders when meeting them, and not being able to tell. This year was the worst year. I saw in the chat where John was saying that BotCon is getting less weird. I don't know about that.
maybe when it is weird, it's really weird now.
Maybe on a scale issue.
Yeah, I mean, there are no... Cape Thing's not been there in a while, unless Cape Thing lost a lot of weight, but...
In the cape?
In the cape
and picked up a baby stroller.
But there are some interesting...
Hey, baby.
There's some interesting characters that show up at BotCon still. So, the worst instance of that happened this year. It was awful. So, and especially the worst part, the thing that makes it awkward and uncomfortable is when you meet the person and your brain plays that like loop-de-loop hula hoop, you know, you're trying to figure out, you know, what should I say? What should I do? Then you just bust out laughing in front of them. And I think Rob was actually there when I did that.
We did that a few times, dude. Which one are you talking about?
Well, there was one specifically at the table this year that just blew my mind. I just started laughing at the person, and I had to pretend that I was laughing at something I was thinking about, and I am going to hell. So that's
oh, yeah.
I am an awful human being. I am a terribly bad person.
I just recalled one about one of our winners, Chris.
Yeah.
He was, you know, he had a little Autobot sticker on the back windshield, and he told me about this. He was driving to work, going up 75 north, mm-hmm. and he got pulled over by a cop, and he was like, I was speeding, so I thought I was about to get a speeding ticket. And the cop comes walking up, and I don't know how it is in the rest of the country, but in the South, the cop comes up, it's always the same, sunglasses.
Oh, we were together when that happened with me, Rob.
Yeah, you remember, exactly. And it could be a woman. It could be any person. They all do this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're a license and registration. Now, they've already ran your tags. So they've already seen your registration and know you got a license, but they want to see it anyway. So you're like, yeah, here you go. And, like, uh-huh. And so he's doing the whole, uh-huh. You know how fast you were going? And, you know, Chris is like, 75? That's about traffic. And so Chris is sitting there like, thinking maybe he's just running his information, because they do that here quite often. They'll just pull you over to run your information. And he goes, you know what sticker that is on your car? And the guy's like, and, you know, Chris is just like, you know, because, you know, you got caught there all of a sudden. Yeah, it's a transformer. It's an Autobot symbol. And he goes, that's right. Where'd you get Chris is like, and he just names off some website. And the cop's like, and he walks off and gets in his car. The cop wrote down the website that Chris bought the sticker at.
That's insane. I've heard that story before. That's awesome.
The other one that just came to mind. Remember when we all learned that TransFan meant something else to another group of people?
Yes.
Ooh.
You ever get that mix-up occasionally?
Rarely, but it happens. It's,
so you guys are big trans fans? Yeah. Boy, oh, it took you for that. Huh? The hell? Then you're later, oh. No, not that anything's wrong with that. Man, I'm going to go to this Transformers con. It's a new one. You guys see it? It's called Tranny World. it happens. I mean, we had the awards to trannies. You're voting on trannies?
Yeah, we don't have that anymore, Rob. That went away.
Yeah. Just because we all like stepped outside of our basement caves and go, oh, there's another group of people, some of them in this fan base, and we're using their terms. We're sorry.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
We're really sorry. Golden Discords. Hey, Transformers fans. This...
anybody have anything else to share before we jump into the theater?
There's no way I can top that. No.
Yeah, we can't approach this.
No. I just want to see John be like, you know, one day I was mixing it up, drinking some margaritas, throwing the diets, and this dude comes and goes, hey, man, you like Transformers? And I was like, yeah, total lame.
And that man was Peter Cullen.
Awesome. Okay. So, let's see here. I'm going to bring up the Twitter here.
Yes.
Rob, tell us what that is.
That is the Japanese commercial for the Japanese incarnation of Rock Awards. What you're seeing now is a
Machine Rock.
I think it's like Machine Robo.
Machine Robo. I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
Machine Robo Rock Warriors or something to that effect. Basically, the commercial starts with a turd coming out of the ground and turns into a robot.
And then we get, what it is, yeah.
We get nice stop motion segments of turds coming to life and then flying away. And then they shoot Magmar or whatever Telly Savalas' name was, and he flies away, and they're like, Machine Robo Rock. And it was on my mind because my girlfriend's a good 5 years younger than me. So some of the stuff that happened when I was a kid, she was an infant or toddler for and just bypassed her. So it's like I have to kind of explain things. It's like, we see when I was a kid, there was a really big fad of toys that turned into rocks. It was really cool.
I mean, GoBots like, did it and Masters of the Universe did it too. So, I mean, yeah, there was something to it.
Yeah, those egg bots. Is like, is either a rock or an egg. And some of those egg bots got turned into rock lords and masters of the universe. And she was just like, you were stupid. And I was like, yeah, we're really excited to get them. And that's where I was like, I wonder if there's any funny rock lords commercials. Oh, look at this one.
That's the most awesome rock lords commercial ever.
Yeah, because it was the only one you'd watch twice.
Yeah, actually, I'm gonna mute it and bring up the Puzzler video. Because I love Puzzler. I had
Puzzler's great.
Puzzler was the only combiner I could afford as a kid. Puzzler.
The reason I wanted Double Clutch.
Yeah.
How long, Brian, did it take you to break Puzzler?
You know, honestly, if I still had Puzzler, he would actually be mostly preserved.
So, Puzzler holds together well.
Yeah, he's the pegs that combine the torso to the red robot could break if you were really rough, because I think they're even metal. But, no, most of my stuff I didn't break. Most, not all. I didn't break stacks.
Still got that Tina Marie album somewhere. God.
Okay,
it's a 45.
You bring it back around there, Rob.
Yeah, okay, so we're running a little late. So anything else going on? Anything in the chat, John, that we need to address?
No. Yeah, everybody's good. Everybody, there's a couple people who have some pretty awesome examples of... stuff that they've done to their car, but like a Nest symbol or a Nest sticker on their car.
Sweet.
Somebody wants to put Wind Charger on their car, but it's not a Trans Am. So you can't do it.
Who cares?
Like to. Yeah. So You're not alone out there. If you've got a sticker, an Autobot sticker or a Nest sticker on your vehicle, you are not alone. There are people just like you out there.
Rolling in my bins.
Okay, cool. So don't forget, follow us on Facebook or become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/TF Radio. Follow us on Twitter. We are actually doing lots of Twitter crap. It's awesome. So
we use it.
Yes, twitter.com/TF Radio. You can find us.
We are a bunch of twits over here.
Yes. So
yeah. Sometimes we remember to tell you the show's on.
If you're watching, us at T-Formers, you can go to our website, our direct website. You can go to up to the top where it says podcasts. We have a ton of podcasts there. Or you can just go to tfradio.net directly. This is Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers Internet radio show. We're like the first one ever. And we may be the world's first podcast. God help us. God help
us. Or something damn near close to it.
Damn near close. So tune in next week. Next Wednesday, we will be on. We'll have lots of awesome stuff. We will have a full complement of hosts. We're actually short-staffed this week. I know it's hard to tell, but it's amazing. We have 7 people on the show, and it somehow manages to work. It's awesome.
You know, we're talking about awkward instances. Amy's a girl. She probably would have trumped every single one of us.
Dude,
oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? I couldn't leave the bathroom at one con for 2 hours just the guy who just would not stay away from the door.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably got us all trumped. Like, I got awkward stories and... whoops, accidentally confused somebody with another group's terminology that we use. She's probably got, I was just playing War for Cybertron, and there he was, hanging by a rope, looking through the window.
It was like chat roulette, but it was like right in my window.
Nice. Hi, Mars, new toy, want to talk with me?
Nice. Okay. So tune in next week. We will be back. Again, I am Brian Kilby for the guys. We'll see you next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.